This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz with you here for Morning Devotions. I'm grateful to Dr. Dale Robbins of Victoria's Publications for the thoughts today about a topic that affects every one of us. We can't escape living and mixing with people. And I think that sometimes we need help on this simple topic, how to get along with people. Years ago, there was a simple placard that was displayed on the walls of American public schoolrooms. It said, "Remember the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And this simple code of behaviour, when it was practiced, made the schools and society a far better place than they were. And that we have this golden rule today, many people would know it, as actually one of the greatest principles of human relations. And of course it comes from the Bible. Jesus said in everything, he said in Matthew 7:12, "Do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." So according to Jesus, two great commands serve as the foundation of all the teaching of the law and the prophets. And you can read that, if you have time today, in Matthew 22:37-40. It talks about the first and the greatest commandment. And what are they? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with your mind, and with your soul. And he said that the second great commandment is to love your neighbour as yourself. So that really is a reference, isn't it, to the golden rule. In other words, love is the act of doing to others as we'd want them to do to us. So the rule, the golden rule, continues to be, I think, the expected standard that Jesus has for us. If we follow Jesus, we need to put those things into practice. It's not an option, but it's a command from God. Christians are taught to treat each other in the way that they wish to be treated. And it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That's what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 12. So when God created mankind, he had a law here that was all about the ability to reap and sow. And this is sort of an old-fashioned idea, but it's very true today. Don't be deceived. The scripture says, "God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that also will he reap." So this principle of sowing and reaping, it's a natural law. It's also a spiritual law. And if you think about, for example, agriculture, work ethics, health, our marriage, our relationships with people, it's true. Reaping and sowing. The kind of seed that's sown will determine what the harvest will be like. It's true, isn't it? If you're going to sow good deeds, then you'll see the harvest. It's really a catalyst for what we receive out of life. And the same thing applies with people. Human beings, we tend to be impressionable, reactionary, and we reflect the treatment that we get from others because our behaviour towards other people tends to be the catalyst, doesn't it? In other words, if we find people are treating us okay, we will treat them in the same way. Kindness and patience promotes kindness and patience. So ask yourself today, how do I wish to be treated? How would I like to be shown encouragement? Do I want my shortcomings to be treated with tolerance and forgiveness? Or would I like people to overcome some of my faults? Do I want to be shown love and acceptance? Well, if they're the questions that you would like answered, we need to treat other people in the same attitude, I think, and the consideration that we wish to be shown. Now, you'd be amazed, I think, how many people feel lonely and who lack friends simply because they don't apply this law of sowing and reaping. Now, to make friends has nothing to do with how clever you are. It's a matter of putting yourself out. People can be preoccupied with their own problems, and they feel that others don't like them, or they feel they're inferior or unacceptable. But people tend to react to whatever attitude is projected towards them. It's a lesson sometimes that we take a lifetime to learn. So friendliness with confidence, they are important. The scripture says, "A man that has friends must show himself friendly." I think it all makes sense, doesn't it? And the Bible has a lot to say. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you can help us in our life and how we get along with people. Sometimes, Lord, it's not easy to like and to love all people, but Lord, you've promised to give us your grace and your strength. So help us, Lord, to really love people with a heart of Jesus, because this is a prayer I ask in his name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.